prophets centuries old. The birth of Messiah has been long foretold, that unto you, now unto you, Christ is come. Let all creation sing God's own Son. Oh yes, our newborn King, the Word made flesh, now dwells among us. The Redeemer of our hearts has been born this night. Now unto you, yes, unto you, Christ is come. Let all creation sing God's own Son.
Business and the quality that is associated with it. However, I would like to establish a business presence in the West also. Mm-hmm. I have chosen you to go out West and do this for me. I want you to go out there and build a business branch that will be similar to the one I have here. Mm-hmm. You are to do all the things necessary to make this happen. Mm-hmm. Get permits, obtain office space, buy equipment, hire employees, impress people with our way of doing things. You have been with me, and you know my way of doing things. Top quality all the way. Aren't you having lunch with mayors and senators and governors? Don't you do all first class all the way? Go and be my representative out west. You will need funds. I'm establishing a bank account in my name in a Western bank. You've been given signing privileges on the account. Anything you need and all your living expenses are to be covered by the account. Just go and sign my name on the withdrawal slips and the bank will give you whatever you request. All arrangements have been made for your move out west. I'm excited and anxious that you start immediately. I can hardly wait to have a business presence in the west as well as this nice presence I've got here in the east. So, employee left and went out west. He soon got a job with a local company and obtained housing. He worked hard at his local job and took any extra money he had left at the end of the month and began to apply it to building a business presence in the West. It proceeded slowly, however. Most of his time was spent on his local job. He did well and received several promotions. This gave him more money, yet the demands of the job left him little time to put toward the new business. Although he was encouraged by the progress in the local job, he became more and more discouraged over the progress of the new business. He often thought about what he should do, but he could think of nothing that he could do differently that would help. Finally came the day which the employee dreaded. The owner of the business in the East was coming to town to see the new business. But what would he see? Seemingly, very little had been done. When the owner arrived and saw how little had been done, he was shocked. The employee explained that he had little time to spend on developing the business, for he needed to work a job to earn money for his own expenses, which were substantial, and only a little was left to apply to building up the business. The owner was incredulous. Why are you working at a job? Why are you not using the money in the account I established for you? The employee said he didn't know of any such account and would not know how to access it, even if there was one. Okay, discussion. This is a parable. Okay, so let's discuss this. All right. So we got, what, we got two people in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got the owner of the business that was apparently very successful.
Yeah.
In the East, right? Very successful. We've got a trusted employee. And he tells him, gives him an assignment. How does he do on his assignment?
I see shaking. Not too good. He didn't listen.
He didn't listen. He didn't listen. Well, if he listened, what would he have done?
He would have heard what he said the first time.
Okay. Well, what was he doing wrong?
He's doing it in his own strength.
Yeah.
That's it, David. I think you put the cap on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, he was doing it in his own strength. Was there a strength that he could, or a resource that he could call on besides his own?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had plenty enough. Plenty. I mean, he didn't have to work. I mean, had plenty he could at his disposal that he had access to.
He had access to. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't do any good to have access to something if you don't.
Make your withdrawal. Use it.
Use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know that you have it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that you got it before you can access it.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the blood of Jesus did. He gave us access to everything in heaven. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus gave us access. That's what Hebrews said, the book of Hebrews said. Yeah. Through the blood you have access.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, most of you have your Bibles. I want to assign some reading, if you would. Y'all help me out here. Let's see, I got 4 or 5 Bibles, okay? But if you'll take John 14 and 13. Candace, you got...
I can look on to his.
Okay, all right. Okay. Gwen, go ahead and give me 15:7. John 15:7. And Thurston, give me John 15:16. 15:16,
okay.
I'll give you a hard one, David. John 16:23. All right. You know, the problem was that guy should have listened to him, right? Mm-hmm. He should have listened. Maybe he listened, but he forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And all the excitement about moving out there and getting, maybe he just forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Resorted to old habits.
Huh? Resorted to old habits, right?
Yeah.
He thought, this is the way you get money, you work a job, da-da-da-da-da, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
You know he's moving into something different, right?
Yeah, because he did that way. That's the way he handled it in the East.
Yeah.
Mm. But the West was supposed to have been a little different.
Yeah, a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was. Okay. All right, so let's start off with John 14:13.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to do?
Ask.
In his name.
In his name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about that employee? What was he supposed to do? Go to the bank and write out the guy's name, right? His boss's name.
Operate in his name.
He had signing privileges, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the account. All he had to do is, I want this name. Boom, boom. Give me the money. All right? Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But he didn't do that. Okay, we'll read 14.
If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Let's see now. In John 14:13, he says, whatsoever you shall ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 14, he says, if you have anything. Mm-hmm. Is that broad enough for us? Is that broad enough for us?
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching Algebra 1 this past Tuesday to some high school students, and we were doing some math on the board, and so I wanted to get them involved. We were just sitting there, you know, doing nothing. I said, "Give me your favorite number," you know. So I'd grab their favorite number, run it through this thing, and they would see it, you know. And yeah, you give me your favorite number. And with another guy, he's kind of a smart guy, you know. 1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
1 trillion. I said, "Okay, we'll do 1 trillion." So I did it, you know, because you can do it. You know. But he wanted to be big.
Yeah.
But you know what? 1 trillion is included in whatsoever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 trillion is included in anything.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Gwen, would you read 7? 15:7.
Yeah. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it will be done on you.
Mm-hmm. What you will.
Mm-hmm.
What you will, you shall ask.
Mm-hmm.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, we're abiding in Christ, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're letting his words abide in us, aren't we? You shall ask.
Mm-hmm.
What's that word ask again? Okay. All right. 15:16.
It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's that whatsoever again.
Mm-hmm.
We got a whatsoever again.
Yeah.
And we got ask of the Father in my name.
Yeah.
Ask in my name.
Uh-huh.
What does that sound similar to?
The business owner.
That sounds similar to the parable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whose name is he talking about?
In his name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All these are red letters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should have done this color, you know. All these are red letters.
Yeah.
This is all Jesus talking.
Uh-huh.
Ask in my, when Jesus says you ask in Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
Right? Ask in my name. I was used to hear, you know, all the time I was growing up in Baptist church, you know, I'd hear these guys stand up and pray, and at the end of the prayer, they said two things. Always. The two things.
Mm-hmm. In Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. And then they said amen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought in Jesus' name we pray was just another part of amen. That's just how you close the prayer. Everybody knows you're at the end when you say that, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until I got to study these verses that I began to say, what does he mean when he says, ask in my name?
Uh-huh.
And that's when God gave me that parable.
Yeah.
So I could understand what he meant.
Uh-huh.
When he says, ask in my name.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got four different times now. He says, ask.
Mm-hmm.
Think we can remember? Think we won't forget it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just in case.
That's good.
Read John 16:23.
John 16:23.
That day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
What? There's whatsoever again.
Mm-hmm.
You shall ask the Father in my name. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Just in case four times wasn't enough, he gave it to us five times, right?
Yeah.
He wanted those guys to remember this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five times.
Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They read 16:24.
Hereunto ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
Hmm. Let's do it six times, huh? Up to now, you haven't asked anything in my name.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm telling you, ask.
Yeah.
Do it so that mm-hmm. you can receive.
Yeah.
You know, if we knew that if we could ask God for anything, Jesus' name, and we'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
Would our lives be different?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even a trillion.
Yeah, even a trillion.
Know? Anything, you know? Anything in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
We could ask for wisdom.
Wisdom?
We could ask for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We could ask for all kinds of things, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
A new pair of shoes?
Yeah.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord, I see this person over here, little child over here, doesn't seem to be very happy. Give me a milkshake so I can give it to him. Mm-hmm. Ice cream cone, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything. Small, large, wide, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Six times he says this, right?
Yeah.
You think that's important?
Mm-hmm.
You think he wanted his disciples to grab a hold of this?
Mm-hmm.
Six times?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not enough. Read verse 26 and 16.
At that day you shall ask in my name, and I shall, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you.
That says it again. You shall ask in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read the next verse.
For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, look, the Father loves you. Who's the Father? God.
God.
Yeah. He said, God the Father loves you, right? Because you obey me,
mm-hmm.
right? He says, you can ask in my name the Father. You won't have to ask me. You can ask the Father directly. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Boldly come before the throne of grace. If I remember that verse.
Mm-hmm.
Boldly come before the what throne of grace? The throne of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We go into His presence. The veil has been torn. Mm-hmm. And we go boldly into
His presence.
The Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. Where is in the Holy of Holies? Mm-hmm. That's the place where God's presence is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? And we ask boldly. Mm-hmm. On whose account? Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. This guy in the parable, when mm-hmm. he went to the bank and he wrote da-da-da's name, you know, his boss's name, the check, mm-hmm. and he handed it to the lady, or the teller, whoever, right? Mm-hmm. Was he asking?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's not like David had a candy bar. Mm-hmm. And I came by and I said, hey, David, give me half your candy bar, would you? Well, David may give me half a candy bar, or he may not. He may decide, no, this is my candy bar. I'm going to eat it all. Mm-hmm. I don't know if David's going to give me the candy bar or not. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're talking about here, is it? Mm-mm. That's not the kind of asking we're talking about here, is it? Mm-mm. We're saying, you know, there's money in an account that Jesus put in there for me.
Yeah.
For me. Mm-hmm. All right? There's whatsoever's and anything's mm-hmm. and whatever I will's. Mm-hmm. They're all in this account. Yep. Jesus' name. Hey.
Hey.
And
hey.
And it's all there for me. Uh-huh. I'm just asking, just get it to me. Uh-huh. Right? When he goes into the bank, he says, you know, I need the money now. Uh-huh. You've been keeping it safe for me. Uh-huh. But I need it now, so give me X amount of money.
Yeah.
I'll be back next week if I need more.
Right.
So he's not really asking, what is he doing?
He put in the mail.
Pay to the bearer on
uh-huh.
what? Demand.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. Checks used to say, pay to the bearer upon
demand.
Demand. Right? Mm-hmm. So really, it's ours. He says, it's there for you. Just come and get it so that you can do what?
Use it.
Mm-hmm. Build up the business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the business? What's the business we got to build up?
Kingdom.
The kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we ask for because that's what we're focusing on. We're not focusing on jobs
mm-hmm.
and where we're going to live, mm-hmm. how much money, and all this kind of thing. And we're just giving a part of our time mm-hmm. to building up the kingdom. He says, if you labor in my field,
mm-hmm.
right, I'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get your wages.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good.
Amen?
Amen.
It is.
I'll let y'all stew on
that. Okay. That's a lot.
That's good.
All right, I think we better stop here. Okay. So, can we pray?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Father, we thank you so much for your love and mercy toward us. We thank you that you've given us this day and that you've given us everything in Jesus Christ. All the riches and glory are ours in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In His name. And we thank you for that. Lord, there's no excuse that we have when you come back and say, Jesus. How's the kingdom doing? And we'll say to you, no, we'll say, I remembered what you said.
Yeah.
And I did it. Mm-hmm. I asked for what I needed and I advanced the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Yes.
Enter into the joy of your Lord. Father, bless this food and our fellowship today.
Yes,
in all things, may you be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was good, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.